Given the volatility of the stock market and the small returns on money market and savings accounts, many investors are turning to real estate. From New York, NPR's Madeline Brand reports on what some people refer to as the new gold.
During the dot-com bull economy, there were stories of stockbrokers buying houses with their bonuses, of brand-new millionaires tearing down suburban homes to build mansions. There was a no-holds-barred feeling in the real estate market, says Pamela Liebman, president of the New York real estate company, the Corcoran Group.
I have this ton of money. I've made all this in my stock options and in Wall Street, and, you know, I'm going to buy myself my palace because I deserve it because I've made all this money. I mean, we had a very, very strong market in 2000 and in 2001.
But this year, she says, is even stronger, on track to be a record year for her company, in part because people are fleeing the stock market. It's all anecdotal. There aren't any hard numbers. But David LeRae, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, says he makes the link by looking at where money is moving.
In July alone, I think it was an all-time record, $56 billion going out of equity funds. And in terms of real estate, the first half of this year alone, about $200 billion of additional funds went into real estate, residential homes, this year versus last year.
1.5 million of that was paid by James and Vanessa Barnett, who just moved into their spacious new home in Brooklyn last week. They sold their apartments in Manhattan and liquidated their stocks to pay for it.
We left a few stocks sort of as mementos in there, but most of it was liquidated, yeah. And it was a bit more than what we thought we could afford, but at the time, we just decided it was worth pretty much getting rid of all of our other investments and putting everything we had, which we weren't initially planning to do, into the house.
Kai Thompson went one step further. She sold her home and bought two condos, one in Manhattan, the other in Florida. They're both investment properties, and now she's renting.
I took a look at what the stock market was doing and did not trust it. I felt the best thing to do would be to invest in more real estate.
The fact that interest rates are at historic lows doesn't hurt either. That's also fueling a huge demand for homes, so much so that John Burns, a real estate consultant in Irvine, California, says some markets are getting overheated. He compared incomes to mortgage payments in 44 markets. He found that 17 of those are becoming too expensive. Boston is in the top three.
The median income in Boston is about $52,000 right now, and the annual mortgage payments on the median-priced home in Boston are about $23,500.
So homeowners in Boston are paying a little less than half their income on housing. It's recommended that people pay no more than a third. The same thing is happening in San Diego and Fort Lauderdale. Burns says these markets are in mini bubbles. The danger with a bubble is that home prices will become so expensive that employers won't be able to pay high enough salaries to attract employees. People will leave, and then the local economy will suffer. But Burns and other real estate experts aren't worried that there will be a crash in the market anytime soon.
I think the underlying fundamentals are so strong.
Nicholas Retsinas is the director of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says low interest rates plus a strong demand and short supply will keep the housing market from crumbling.
The key variable is not the stock market, is whether our people are still working. Jobs are still the best determinant of how strong the housing market is at any one particular point in time.
But that's not to say homes will keep appreciating. Real estate experts say double-digit gains every year are impossible to sustain. Still, it's unlikely the housing market will see the kind of carnage investors on Wall Street are experiencing. Prices rarely drop 20% in a year. Houses can't declare bankruptcy. And even if your home does end up looking like WorldCom stock, at least you can live in it. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.